Joined by infielder Jackson Ross for the pregame show, Fred Nat Focus. Jackson, 3-for-4 in your debut. I just got to say congratulations on the first three hits and a happy belated 25th birthday to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. It was really fun to get out there for the first time. Obviously, a little bit of nerves come with it, making your pro debut, but I think it went about as well as I could have hoped, so looking forward to playing at home now.
Like 25 is one of those milestone numbers. Does it feel any different than 24?
Honestly, the older I get, the less the birthdays feel like they're real. It's just kind of another birthday. But yeah, I'm getting up there now. Some of these guys are starting to call me grandpa. So
I feel like a debut is a little bit of a baseball birthday, you know, pro debut. Have you been able to process the game yet? And you know, what was that moment like for you to pay off, you know, your years in college by making your pro debut?
Yeah, still kind of processing it, I guess. It was really cool in the moment. Just one of those things that, you know, you work your whole life trying to get to. And for it to pay off, when I finally got the opportunity, it was really cool. It was just a really cool moment. And my dad got to be there too. So I got to see him after the game and kind of embrace him. And he ended up being there for my birthday on Saturday too. So it was just a really cool moment and something I'll never forget.
Take us back to the moment you were drafted, and that's another milestone moment in your career. You know, last year in the ninth round, hear the Nats call your name. Can you take us back to maybe how you processed that moment?
Yeah, it was kind of surreal. You know, I was just hoping to get an opportunity last summer, and thankfully the Nats took a shot on me, and I'll be forever grateful for that opportunity. And yeah, I mean, just got to work, showed up down in West Palm at the end of last summer, did a little 6-week camp with those guys, and then had a long off season, and I was just eager to get back to the field and get playing.
You got to play at Ole Miss too, a school that you know dreamed of going to and playing baseball at. What was the experience like for you to pay off that and getting a chance to play for the Rebels?
It was so much fun. I always say I wish I had a couple more years there, because 1 year was so much fun with those guys. I loved them. They're all really good dudes. Love the coaching staff there. Love the school. Love the atmosphere. Everybody in Oxford, Mississippi is really good. They treat you really nice. They're all really nice Southern people. And it's just something that I was very fortunate to experience my last year in college. And I made some lifelong friends there as well.
I feel like a lot of people in the college world are talking about the transfer portal right now, and it's a popular take to dislike the transfer portal. But as someone that got to benefit from getting to move to different schools and go up to a school like Ole Miss, how would you maybe defend the transfer portal for what it can do for athletes like you?
Yeah, I'd say it can provide a lot of opportunities for kids. I get the negatives about it too. You know, it's hard to build kind of like a culture and a program with kids coming and going every year, but it also does provide opportunities for maybe grad transfers like myself. They get to play another year of baseball and use that final year of eligibility, and to get to do it in the SEC was a lot of fun. So I think there's pros and cons to everything, but there's definitely some pros that I was able to take advantage of the transfer portal.
A lot of other draft picks from last year are on this team. What's the vibe like in the clubhouse, and how have you enjoyed getting to know these guys?
Yeah, I think everybody's really eager to get going this year. Like the off season for all of us was our first off season that just got drafted, and so it's kind of the longest break we've all had in a long time. You know, you get those 6-7 months off, and it's like you're just chomping at the bit to get back to the field and you know, show off all the work you did in the off season. So everybody's really excited to get home and play in front of a home crowd.
Yeah, 3-for-4 starting your debut. And after those 6 to 7 months going into your first full season in the pros, what are some things you're looking forward to? What are some of your goals for this year as we kind of wrap things up?
Yeah, so the biggest thing this year is just trying to get accustomed to the pro lifestyle and kind of getting into routines that'll work for you. And obviously it's a little bit different playing every single day as opposed to college. You know, you play 4, sometimes 5 times a week. So kind of seeing what works for your body and kind of going from there and being able to adjust on the fly and trying to see what works best for recovery off the field and, you know, making sure that you come to the field every day ready to play.
That's Jackson Ross, Fred Nats on Deck. Thank you, Jackson, for joining us.
Thank you so much.